Turn with me to Matthew. Matthew chapter 1. I come to grips with what God called me to do probably 15 years ago. It took, started the ministry in 1986, and it took about 10 years to come to grips with what God had called me to do. And I realized reading the scriptures that the ministry I actually have, the Lord has given me, is Balaam's donkey. It's the best I can do. Somebody's got to be Balaam's donkey. And God bless Balaam's donkey. God bless Balaam's donkey for being able to do what he did. So that seems to be the ministry God's called me to do. With that said, sitting about here all my life as a little boy with my mom and dad, I remember a lot of times I'd sit there, and I've got lots of stories to tell you about the front row of Persimmon Baptist Church. Because I sat there as a little boy with my feet not even hanging off the edge of the bench. I was so little, and as I grew, but I sat there between my dad and my mom, my brother and I sat between them. And we sat there, and you would think nothing would go on the front bench of the Baptist Church that far up front. But with two little boys sitting between dad and mom, I've got stories after stories to tell you of what went on. I can remember we were sitting a little one way, and my brother was one time playing with a dead wasper that was in the seat behind him there. And the wasper was dead. And one would think dead waspers don't sting you. But he was playing with that thing while the preacher was preaching. My dad was poking him a little bit, and he touched it on the wrong end, and that thing just stung him good. And he jumped up. So anyway, Dad had to get a hold of his thing because I got tickled, and we were laughing. And you know how hard it is to get two children to stop laughing for something like that. Anyway, I can remember another time. My brother, as always, my brother would get me tickled. He was sitting there, and there was a baby sitting behind him. And the baby was an infant. And my brother, while Dad wasn't looking, was playing with a baby's hand, you know, and just playing with the baby's hand, was asleep there. And about that time, the baby filled his diaper. And it made a noise, as you know. And my brother jumped. And I jumped. And what's so funny about this one is the preacher heard it, and he jumped. And he saw us. And the preacher got so tickled at laughing at us that he actually just adjourned. We had to stop service. He couldn't go on. And so, anyway, that's just two stories that I can tell you. And I could write a book on the front row of Persimmon Baptist Church. It was just hilarious, the things that happened there. With that said, I can remember sitting there, and I remember, I'd say, oh Lord, please. I mean, I loved everything about church but the preaching. I could not stand the preaching. And God's got a sense of humor in calling me to preach. Because I went to get home. Mom would always cook those brown and serve rolls and chicken. And in my mind the whole time I was wishing he would shut up. They've got brown and serve rolls at home. And that's what I was thinking about a little football. Just wish he'd be quiet. Being Balaam's donkey and being sensitive to things here this morning and to you there, I'm going to unwrap a little gift for you this morning. I've got another gift for you. I'm going to read part of the Christmas story here that follows right up with what we did there a while ago, because really I think we've heard the Word of God preached already this morning, and it's wonderful and good. I'm going to read the Christmas story to you, and I'm going to give you a gift in that you don't have to listen to me prattle on for about 40 minutes. Listen to the Christmas story, and we'll listen to this Christmas story, and then we'll just have a prayer, and we'll dismiss today, and that'll be my gift to you there. Read with me in Matthew 1. We were going to look there in the first chapters, and we will when we come back after New Year's there a little bit. We'll look at that again. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as the mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with holy child, with the child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the judge of the universe. Jesus Christ is a judge. He came as a servant, and he's going to judge one day. Isn't it wonderful to know? As we go through this Christmas season, I want us to pray for each other and help us to learn to be that servant that Christ was, and realize that Christ saved us from our sins and we are now free to obey. I read some things last week that talks about obedience, and it went this way. If we would discipline ourselves to be obedient, we would be free. I disagree with that. Here's why. As a Christian, Jesus Christ saved me by his grace and freed me to be obedient. I'm afraid too many of us have been trying to be moral and be obedient. And the bottom line is, you can't in the flesh. Christ came, died for me. And if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Christ rose from the dead, I can be saved. And in being saved, he's freed me to obey him in righteousness. That's the gift God gives. Excuse me. Father, thank you so much for your grace and for your gospel. Lord, I pray that you'll use us and help us to realize in this season what a gift we do have, the gift of your grace and the gift of your gospel. Father, I pray that you'll help us to love it more and more in our lives every day. And Father, we ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You're dismissed.